Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Texas House lawmakers try to reconvene today as Republicans try to vote on a redrawn congressional map. But state Democrats have fled the state, protesting what they call gerrymandering that would give the GOP five new seats ahead of midterms.
But more than 50 Texas House Democrats are in Chicago, not Austin.
We're not here to play political games.
State Representative Gene Wu of Houston.
We're here to demand an end to this corrupt process.
President Trump has said he wants to see five more Republicans in Congress. GOP state lawmakers here have drawn a new map that virtually guarantees it. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Republicans voted to issue warrants for state Democrats to return, but won't have jurisdiction in other states. Israel's prime minister claiming Hamas does not seem committed to reaching a Gaza ceasefire deal and says he'll convene his cabinet to draw up plans on a military solution to defeat Hamas and release the remaining hostages. On Wall Street, stocks closing up today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A recent smart asset study has found that Price County has ranked 6th among all the counties in Wisconsin for places to retire. This study assessed three factors for counties across the U.S., which were tax friendliness, medical care, and social opportunities. Coming in first in Wisconsin was Richland County, second was Sawyer, and third was Ozaukee. Price County comes in front of Wood County at 7th, and behind Kewaunee at number 5. Thursday, August 7th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., there's a youth tie-dye workshop over at the Phillips Public Library. Registration is required, and you can register by stopping in at the front desk of the library or calling 715-339-2868. And each person will receive a bandana to tie-dye, or you can bring your own article of white cotton clothing from home. This is open to ages 7 to 18, and is brought to you at no charge. This workshop will be taking place outside, but the option of going indoors if there's rain is present. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, August 7th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. And remember, either stop in person at the library before the event to register, or call 715-339-2868. A Wisconsin county is currently being used as an example in the debate over illegal immigration. Savannah Tomielsen explains why.
The Dane County Sheriff's Office says a woman was driving drunk when she got into a crash that ended up killing two Minnesota teenagers. It happened July 20th in the town of Vienna, and the controversy began after the tragedy. The alleged drunk driver, 30-year-old Noelia Martinez, is here illegally from Honduras. So after her arrest, Immigration and Customs Enforcement asked the Dane County Sheriff's Office to put a detainer on Martinez. That would mean if she made bail, the sheriff's office would keep her in custody so ICE could start the process to deport her. The Dane County Sheriff's Office does not honor those detainers. They're a request and not legally binding. Instead, they wait for an arrest warrant signed by a judge. Sheriff Barrett.
This is about the process and not about politics.
That set off a firestorm. Barrett has now received criticism directly from the Department of Homeland Security. Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin called Dane County a sanctuary community, and Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany lashed out at Sheriff Barrett on X. I asked Barrett about that.
It's typical, right? It's very typical, very expected. They take one little thing, they harp on the word sanctuary city, and they're trying to turn it into something that it's not. I do know that there are extremes, and those that are on the extreme side of this are going to believe what they want no matter what. But I do know there's a significant amount of people that are in the middle that are going to listen to this and move towards understanding really what this is about and not be jaded by the political theatrics of this.
Barrett also said deporting Martinez would be like giving her a free ticket home instead of justice for the two lives lost. The next hearing in the case is September 22nd. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick, dealing with a knee injury, Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while, now Sal. We don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like. But yeah, well, let's keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, two games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. A hazy sunshine today with wildfire smoke still stuck to the area. Clouds increasing, a chance of spotty sprinkles is possible. Winds are barely moving, and today's highs will scrape the upper 70s. Tomorrow, the smoke should clear by the afternoon, giving way to more blue skies, and highs hitting 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees. 98 Q Country.
Saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. This down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Of the page, I swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
That's George Strait starting the 4 o'clock hour here on 98Q Country. That means the afternoon show, and it's actually my last full hour with you today. It starts the right way, though, with five in a row from K&B Refrigeration in Medford, who handles your major brand appliance needs to fit any budget. We'll have more about them after this very special five in a row, and later, after about, what is it, 5:45 or so? Yep, 5:40 today, the Brewers are picking up where I'm leaving off a little bit early. An abbreviated afternoon show, continuing now with Michael Ray.
Midnight's creeping in, we know better. We're leaving here together, and in case you were wondering, you've never looked hotter. So why even bother looking at the reasons not to? Maybe we ought to kiss a little more, think a little less, burning up the night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress. Kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less. Friends start asking you to look them in the eyes, tell a white lie, how I dropped you off at home and I walked you to the door, nothing more. Tomorrow you could say we're just friends, but baby, till then, we could kiss a little more, think a little less, burn another night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress, and kiss a little more, kiss a little more. If you wanna hop and give you a minute or two, say goodbye to your friends. Ain't gotta go home, but we gotta get gone, cause we've already waited way too long to kiss a little more, think a little less, and do the only thing we've been thinking about doing since the moment, girl, we met.
Check this out.
Check this out.
Hey, it's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think, think, think.
This is really good.
98Q Country.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up
Louisville slugger to both headlights. I slashed a hole and I
working day gone. Time to pack it up and head on home. Sun's gonna rise and I know I gotta do it all over again. There's only two ways through this town and I don't ever take the other way around. I see the lights and I slow down. It's like they pull me in. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. Almost one boot out of the door when the band kicked in. 2, 3, 4, blame it on ETC for keeping that neon burning on me. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. Yeah. I was gonna get a good night's sleep. And then a country song came on. Save it for the end of the week. And then a country song came on. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard an old plane calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. Country song came on. I wasn't gonna drink. Then a country song came on. No, I wasn't gonna drink. Yeah, a country song came on.
Country. Well, I met her out at Murphy's restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. Sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this. So I made her the queen of my double white trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Now she's run off and I've got the trailer dang, a black heart.
with some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this is the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer and dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck.
Tammy Kershaw on 98Q, Queen of My Double Wide. I love that song so much. Luke Bryan just before Country Song came on, and Carrie Underwood too, all part of that K&B Refrigeration, five in a row to start the 4 o'clock hour. Motorsports Minute coming up next after our first of two football updates today. Long story short, family night was this weekend, the public practice with all kinds of crowd-friendly activities, a fireworks display, a lot of fun at Lambeau this past weekend, and it's a public practice scrimmage kind of situation, so there is the opportunity for players to pop off and make a name for themselves. If anybody did this weekend, it was Omar Brown, a practice squad player last season. He's a safety who was originally an undrafted free agent last season with the Broncos. He snagged three interceptions on family night, and that may not mean he does better than practice squad this season. It may not mean anything for the trajectory of his career, but at least he got a moment in the spotlight in that unique family night environment. If you've never been and you don't know, Google about it. Family night's one of those cool things that other teams do something similar to, but the Packers have they fill Lambeau a lot of years. I don't know if they're actually at attendance, but if you look at the videos, those first couple rows of seating sure are full, and the fireworks display looks like something to not miss for sure. That's the first of two football updates, though, from K&B Refrigeration in Medford. This five in a row came at you. Weather's up next, and we'll have more football later this hour on 98Q.
98Q Country.
Byron nabs his second win of the season. I'm Kyle Ricking. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Welcome to the final fight for the playoffs.
Fight for our life here.
From Iowa to Watkins Glen, Richmond to Daytona.
Whoa!
Every lap, every pass, every point matters.
What did we just see?
Now it's time for more desperation, more determination, more drama.
Oh, and here we go.
Welcome to the home stretch. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Xfinity at Watkins Glen. Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on USA.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
William Byron and his Hendrick Motorsports team claimed their second win of the NASCAR Cup Series season yesterday, taking the checkered flag in the Iowa Corn 350 at Iowa Speedway. The win came after Byron had to save fuel over the closing laps of the race to make it to the finish.
Just a big relief. You know, I feel like we've been on the bad side of some fuel races, and everybody's been working super hard, and that was every ounce it took there at the end. And
the win was his second of the season and first since winning the Daytona 500 back in February. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Safe Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Lynn Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A hazy sunshine today with wildfire smoke still stuck to the area. With clouds increasing, a chance of spotty sprinkles is possible. Winds are barely moving, and today's highs will scrape the upper 70s. Tomorrow, the smoke should clear by the afternoon, giving way to more blue skies, and highs hitting 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Welcome to the summer.
Pretty hot, isn't it?
Cool summer sound.
98Q Country.
It's a junked out joint off a back road. A blinking window sign with an A. Gravel lot chock full of toolbox trucks, making their happy hour way home. When guys like me lose girls like you, that's where we run to. They got Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want more. This broke heart fool on an old time numbers on the stall door, a picture of you on the dartboard. Them cinder block walls ain't ever been clean, still ain't as dirty as you've done me. Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want one more. This broke heart fool on an old bar stool drink.
use girls like you. That's where we run to. We got Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want one more. This broke heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you, cold as you.
Luke Combs on 98Q. That was Cold As You, starting off this set of four country songs before we dive back into football. Always got to shorten the middle of the 4 o'clock hour a little bit to leave room for football, but don't worry, I don't cancel any country music around here. I just shuffle it around a little bit. So if I can keep my yap shut in the second half of the hour, you'll get that country music right back as an investment reward. Let's look at it that way. Three more football, more country music. Here is Mary Chapin Carpenter on 98Q.
Saturday night and the moon is out. I want to head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm going to find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor. When I hear that fiddle, want to beg for more. Want to dance to a band from Louisiana tonight. And I never have a wander down to New Orleans. Never have drifted down a bayou stream, but I heard that music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a Highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big, when I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from Louisiana tonight. Sister too, they got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll. You learn to sway with the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show live long. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner at a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet.
Country.
I'm gonna love you. Sound at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Clock sings, it goes bang, 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 while it rang, rang, rings. Yeah, I'm ready to roll if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, feel it.
Had the Pac-Man pattern memorized, and I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard, had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died, and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair faucet hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. The dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. And my first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky, and the whole world cried. Something skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something 1970-something. Oh, it was 19-something.
Mark Wills on 98Q, that was 19-something. Looking around the NFL for some salient updates. That's the word of the day, by the way. Salient. Great word, but a little bit extra, honestly. I feel like other words do a better job and are more readily available. Anyway, looking across the league, and we've got things that we can take a peek at, like what's going on in the Browns quarterback competition. I believe it was CBS released a graphic recently of the camp performances of all four of the quarterbacks on the Browns roster right now who might end up playing this upcoming season. And a couple of them look pretty decent, a couple of them not so much. But, I mean, when you've got a quarterback as experienced as Joe Flacco, it's tough to expect anybody but him to likely start the season. Even if you pick somebody like Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel or anybody else, even Kenny Pickett, as your heir apparent, you might not want to start the season with them for several reasons. So I fully expect Joe Flacco will start the season, which is a lot clearer of an expectation than I have for people like Indianapolis. The Colts just released their first unofficial depth chart, which lists their QB position as follows. QB1, Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson Sr. Now, this is an unofficial depth chart, and that wouldn't fly on any official documentation, but it speaks to what I think is going to be a pretty rough season out of Indianapolis. If you're a Colts fan, maybe look away this season. Pick a backup team. Not a bad year for it. Whatever you do, stay tuned for more country music up from 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Hey, Big G here, and one of my favorite places to eat is Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. It's your dinner destination. Handmade burgers, pizza, pork bellies, dining done right. Now open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 2:30, Saturday and Sundays at 11:30. Wednesdays, buy one, get one half off pizza. Thursdays, Germanate. Fridays, fabulous fish fry menu. Saturdays, pork bellies and prime rib. Sundays, four-piece chicken dinner with corn fritters. Delivery available Friday and Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Pontoon, fishing boat rentals, and cabin rentals available. Book now at lenasnorthernpines.net. All roads lead to Lena's or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Q Country.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
an unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, whiskey drink. I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way the leaving all went down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I poured straight and strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. Oh, come on, whiskey drink.
Yeah, tell me, Jack. And tell me that you got my back. That you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out. Just get me by. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with or where she is or how bad I miss her now. Come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out that. Straight and strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. And I take all night.
Jason Aldean with Whiskey Drink helping us finish off the 4 o'clock hour around here. Catch top of the hour news, weather, and sports. And I will see you on the other side of things, even with the Brewers clipping off the end of that 5 o'clock hour. I'll be here for as much music as I can squeeze into the beginning half of the hour after that top of the hour news coming up at 5 on 98Q.
Cruising with the top down and the radio up. That's summer in the country.
98Q Country.
We were all down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. He said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Bubba ain't never been accused of being not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. They dragged him right out of Marge's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song. It made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. Sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on. The confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered at a reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide. Bubba shot the jukebox, stopped with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night.
Drive like hell through your neighborhood. Park this Silverado on your front lawn. Crank up a little Hank. Sit on the hood and drink. I'm about to get my redneck on. I'm gonna aim my headlights into your bedroom. I knew how long it's been going on. How long you've been getting some on the side. No, he can't amount to much by the look of that little truck. Well, he won't be getting any sleep tonight. I'm gonna aim my headlights into your bedroom. Cans of both of your shadows. I didn't come here to start a fight, but I'm up for anything tonight. You know you broke the wrong heart, baby. Drove me redneck crazy. Redneck crazy. I'd wish you both the best. Endless love and happiness. You know that's just not the kind of man I am. Yeah, I'm the kind that shows up at your house at 3 a.m. I'm gonna hang my headlights into your bedroom windows. Throw empty beer cans at both of your shadows. For anything tonight.
98Q Country.
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I see those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama. Put my name on your lips, call me yours, and forget all this drama. Forget it all. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, 'cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing? Are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is and what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Trying to get it while we can. Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number I should wash right off my hands? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, bitten?